Hello, everybody. Welcome to Stretford Paddock. My name is Stephen Howson. To my left, we have Joe Smith.
Hi. Hello. You all right?
I'm all right. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all right. Good little Monday or something, innit?
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Watched a bit of Super Bowl.
So apart from United, it was good?
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah. Other than that, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Went go-karting yesterday.
Did you do that a lot?
No.
Are you any good?
I actually shocked myself because being a a fat guy, essentially.
Yeah.
And go-karts and all of that stuff, when everything else is equal, weight's going to play a massive part in that, isn't
it? Yeah.
So I went... my mate Stu had an extra space because his entire works went on one. Mm. I went along there and I got fucking pummeled. And I'm like, bastard.
Were you like Bowser on Mario Kart?
It's exactly
just
right.
Just a big back.
Like, exactly right, yeah.
Sticking out the frame of the car.
Well, no, I had the fastest average lap on the first one and then I was fourth out of 14 on the second one.
So who were the other?
Oh, I couldn't get near him.
Really?
Just little fucking 18, 19-year-olds, yeah. Like fucking 9 stone.
You didn't go with them?
No.
How many were in your party?
Me and Jaden.
Oh, right, okay.
Took Jaden. Took the boy.
Just a couple of you?
Crashed into him. Got
on
him
on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Just to teach him a lesson?
Spotted him. Aimed at him.
Smack him in the bumper.
Hit him.
In the band.
Guys coming over going, can't hit people like that. I'm like, oh, sorry.
It's my son.
Dick.
It's my son, it's fine, don't worry.
Watch me.
I like go-karting, actually. Some of my mates are really into go-karting. Like, one of my mates does rallying now, and he goes go-karting all the time. And he's a proper, like, oh, I'm trying to get the fastest lap of the month.
Do you know what? Rallying looks like a rate lap, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think there's many places that let you tear out around the woods at 100 mile an hour, unless it's your car.
Yeah, it has to be
your car.
Or your
wood.
Yeah. And also, you have to have your little co-pilot in there, and if you're not used to it, you just throw up immediately. Like, trying to read out instructions of, like, what the next turn is.
Do you know what?
Just get out and be sick.
I'm going to suggest that's a load of bollocks, the co-pilot.
Do you think?
Yeah, because...
I don't know.
Sometimes I drive.
Yeah.
We'll just say like that. I mean, the fact I've got 9 points, just...
It's rally practice, isn't
it? Purely coincidental.
Rally practice.
Purely coincidental. And some of them roads over the tops. Anyway, so... And I often think, if I'm driving down here...
Yeah.
I can see on the map the shape of that. And I think...
Yeah, but they don't have sat-navs in rally cars.
But a sat-nav weighs 0.5 kilogram.
Yeah.
And a passenger weighs... What, let's say 70, 90 kilograms.
Yeah, yeah.
So surely you'd be quicker with a sat-nav. And like listening to, have you heard the way they speak? Like long, easy, left, 40.
Yeah, like, if you could get like a co-pilot sat-nav and then you program in the thing yourself.
Piece of
that'd
piss.
Be pretty good. Although.
Because I think picture paints a thousand words, isn't it? You trying to understand what he's just said.
Yeah, but you haven't.
Versus a glance
the
at
the sat-nav. You haven't got time to look.
I mean, you have. I mean, I've never done professional
never done
level
it.
Rally, but I'm going to say, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's sort of like, do you know when like an orchestra is playing? They still have like the sheet music in front of them. Sometimes, yeah.
Are they reading that though?
I think you sort of like, in case you forget a bit. I think if the adrenaline kicks in and you forget which part of the music you're in or which part of the rally you're in, you don't want to turn into a tree because the consequences are pretty severe, aren't they?
What's someone like?
Yeah, literally someone doing that. Yeah. Oh,
wait.
Shit. Wait a sec. Oh, shit, I dropped it. Picked up the wrong way around. All the arrows
like,
are upside down.
You're only on the fucking triangle.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this should be good, though. I'd like to... I think... I've never done, like, co-piling, but I've sat in a car when you're doing, like, rally bits. Quite scary. It's quite fun, though. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Did you ever do, like, fast driving in the army?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I mean, like, where they're like, right, you've got to do, like... Maneuver in case there's like a
oh yeah did the J turn stuff
yeah
J turn's fun
is it
can't do it in every car though
why
I think it's certain cars like I think four wheel drive cars don't do it there's certain cars
got to be like rear wheel drive
no front wheel drive I think front engined and like they I can't remember now because it's not like it's something I do every fucking week and you forget don't you you're not doing it every week I can't remember what the crack was now but there's only certain things like you can't do it in a truck. Like you can't do it in a Land Rover was one of the things and that's
you
like
can't.
No and that's the main vehicle you're using in the army so you've got to use it in civilian cars. Land Rover's four wheel drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you can actually choose, but Land Rovers are awesome. Some of the recovery stuff that you learn about the Land Rover is amazing, and some of the stuff that you like if you go and try it in your car at home. Do you want to say don't try this at home?
I'm saying,
fuck it, do it. It's a laugh.
Go to some sort of like open land
because if you start your car up in first gear, what happens?
It stalls?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't stall. What do you mean if you start it up in first gear?
So, put your car in first gear.
Yeah.
Start the engine.
Oh, right. I don't know. I've never done it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. But it's a recovery technique.
Is it?
Yeah. What? Because then it will tick over and it will bring you out of like a ditch or something, if you're in a Land Rover at least. Mm. But your ordinary car at home, if you just put it in first gear, make sure there's nothing in front of you, take the brake off and start it up, you will just drive forward.
That's what happens in automatic cars, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you put it in drive, it's just in first gear automatically.
We will talk about football probably.
Yeah, we will do in a bit. We'll just talk about Land Rovers for now though, won't we? Most shots in the league, Mohamed Salah of Wolves.
85. That's a lot of shots.
Interesting. Yeah, they got the stats wrong there. It said Mohamed Salah, Wolves, and then it said Jimenez, Liverpool.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Lies.
Yeah.
Sky Sports.
Sky Sports, lies.
No longer trying to poach our stuff.
Unbelievable that, innit? I'm going to Sky Sports News, guys. I'm going to replace Jim White. They saw the transfer review episode of the Late Night Live and they want me.
Sack off football, let's get some more of Howson's random knowledge. It's not that random, really. I mean, it was my job for 7 years. It's something that you do pick up.
Yeah.
It's the longest thing I've done, bar being at school.
Yeah, what's the longest thing I've done? Made coffee?
I'm probably playing rugby, actually. I probably played rugby longer than either, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, but it's not like the knowledge there is a bit less kind of applicable in everyday life, isn't it, than like driving? People drive every day. You don't just like...
Is there sugar in that? Is there any sugar in that? Yeah. Is it stirred? Yeah.
Interesting. Doesn't seem like it though, does it? Because Big Boss ain't happy. Yeah. What does he do when he's not happy? Mom. He beats us all. we've all got to stand there with sandbags above our heads now because of your mistake.
Right. Some people, there's obviously loads of jokes being made about Isagallo getting quarantined. I actually asked somebody at the club about that. And I was like, what's the fucking script? Can we even play him? There is no quarantine from the province that he came from. It's I don't even know which. That's so ignorant. I don't even know which province it is that the coronavirus comes from. Wuhan. Well played.
Mm-hmm.
That tastes a bit like coffee as well. Has he stirred yours and then stirred mine?
Mine's not coffee, mine's tea.
Right, what the fuck is that then?
Can I taste yours?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
That tastes just empty promises, that, doesn't it? That's poor.
Is that the worst brew you've ever had? Yeah.
It's really bad. What have you done with this? So entitled, aren't we? Someone brought us tea for free and we're just complaining better about it. For God's sake.
So yeah, there is no quarantine. That's not going to be an issue.
Oh, wait, no, I want it. Just do it there. So can we see it?
Right. Now stir it. That's not how you stir. No wonder your brew...
Just put it in.
Get to the bottom of your brew and I've got a fucking absolute standard spoon up in
there. Stir it. That was like an episode of Scared Straight, that. Stir my tea. Have you seen that? That's the scariest programme ever, that.
It's good, though, isn't it?
See, anyway, he turns his pocket inside out and he's like, hold my pocket.
Like Tom Segura says, if you're in prison and you're holding it on the inside of someone's pocket, it's not going to be a good day, is it?
No. That's not, I think they'll be holding the inside of your pocket later on that night.
Gary says, morning from Australia. Look, lads, you know what the crack is
here.
We're just a couple of lads having a laugh.
Yeah,
Stratford Paddock. It's loosely affiliated to United.
Loosely
goosely. Not necessarily.
No.
We don't promise it'll be.
No. We're just trying to sort of make sense of everything, aren't we? I'm sort of lost for kind of purpose in life with this international, non-international winter break.
I don't have to fucking finish at midnight.
Yeah, that is a good point. I still do on
Friday. Because you know what?
But other than that.
Baby doesn't have a fucking snooze.
Does she not?
No. Where'd you buy them?
What, a snooze bun for a baby?
Yeah. I bet Wish has got it. Oh, shit. Now we're in a rabbit hole.
It's all completely unthinkable, though, isn't it?
No.
Does anyone get Wish adverts on their Facebook, like recommended adverts? The products they recommend are
mental.
Hilarious filth.
Unconnected. Mental,
yeah,
filthy.
This is when people say, "Oh, it's things you've searched for." I didn't even know most of these products existed.
Absolutely, I don't even know what some of them still are.
There are so many.
Right, is a reenactment of me standing up about 5 feet away in our office before the other day. Going, the fuck is that?
Yeah, I didn't even know you could fit one of them in there.
What's that?
Yeah,
what is that?
For people who don't know, Wish is basically like sort of eBay, but like meets Gumtree meets kind of China meets Amazon. It's like a discount kind of who the hell knows what this is thing. And you can get anything from sort of like...
So it's all new.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not used stuff.
No.
It's all new.
That's where the Amazon...
So it's like Amazon for weirdos.
But it's like it was curated by someone from Craigslist, isn't it? It's like it's got the nuttery kind of who wants, you know, some nice, some pants with like weird straps on them all the time?
Yeah.
But
just mental.
It's brand new.
The stuff that's in there, yeah. Insane. Insane. Mm. So we was looking at it before because I don't even know how you begin to describe the products that are for sale on Wish.
Do you want a turtle aquarium?
Oh, yeah. There was an assault course.
Yeah, it's a turtle assault course.
Oh, and a dog prison. We found a dog prison. Then gold shiny
man sack.
Male underwear with a hole for your balls.
Yeah, and a 3D printer. So
all on the same page.
All on the same page. And all on Facebook. Are these being advertised to kids as well? That can't be right. They must know you're over 18 because some of that stuff is just horrifically inappropriate.
I'm not available in my size.
Not available. We did try. But if anyone's ever bought anything from Wish, let us know because I think it's all from China, isn't it? Most of it is.
I think that's the tagline is, can you wait more than 3 weeks?
It
actually is.
This is going to take a while. Yeah. It's basically their motto.
And now
it
might be like, this might take a while and may or may not kill you when it arrives.
I bought stuff from Wish for a joke, took 3 months to turn off. They just put it in a bottle, cork in the top, and just push it into the sea.
Englandish.
Yeah,
off.
England, and then just throw it into the sea. Yeah, it's mental, isn't it? And it's like legit. They sponsor the Lakers.
We were saying before, Ronaldo and or Bale was advertising them during the World Cup, weren't they? Oh, no, Pogba. Pogba was as well. Yeah, Pogba. Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen those websites where they're like bidding websites, but for new stuff? But every time someone bids, the clock starts on 20 seconds again. So it'll get down to like 3 minutes and it'll have like a MacBook Pro and it's like a £2 bid. Everything starts at zero. But then it will stay on like 20 seconds to go, refreshing, up to like £1,200. And they're always dodgy and you think, these aren't real. But Wish is legit, I think. It can't be.
Jado says, not everything is from China. I bought a projector for my Apple Watch from there for £1 and it's proper decent quality. Right.
A projector?
For £1?
What does that even mean? You can't project a watch. What?
Hang on.
A protector, you mean? It can't be a projector.
Protector.
To say he's got like his watch projecting on the wall like someone from Spy Kids.
And I was like,
a quid? You can't even get I don't even know, a light bulb for £1, let alone a projector.
Fuck's sake.
A protector though, that's different, isn't it? And £1, how much was postage? Because surely it won't free.
Can
three
you
months.
Send something? And even if it takes 3 months, it's never free, is it?
Yeah. Like surface mail, where it's just on like some boat, any boat. Don't even make sense.
So
would you wish unboxing a house and channel? Honestly, I would love to do a wish.
We sort of said before, what if we sent, right, we have to go on his, like, he has to go download Wish and then go to Facebook until he sees the Wish advert, because what you're looking at, like, 3 scrolls before you find it?
Yeah, yeah.
Maximum, right?
No, it's right there.
Then the first 10 items, like,
up to a maximum of like £200 or £100.
Yeah. Because something that we don't even know what it was £1,600 on there.
Yeah,
that was
like, I think it might have been a 3D printer or like a really expensive kind of pencil case or something. It had like colours.
It was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or it was some sort of machinery.
Yeah.
We'll keep it like low and funny.
Yeah.
Because like, what did we see before for £1? There was something for £1 before and you're just like, what even the fuck is that?
I don't know.
It was like, let's have a look. Yeah, a lot of underwear.
Yeah.
What if we made a video where I buy the first 10 things that are on my finger for him, and he buys the first 10 that are on mine for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right, wasn't it? On his.
No.
For me. Whatever.
We get it.
You get it. And then we just wait, and then we make a video of us not knowing what the fuck we've just got.
And just unboxing each other's stuff. It would be so good, and it would be.
But I don't know how that fits on my channel.
Well, it's not how it fits on your channel that I'm worried about, the size of some of those items. It's the fit.
Do you have to put them on?
It's the fit. Yeah, you've got to do like a sort of like changing room montage from a film where you like come out of the changing room and you've got like some sort of kennel around your groin.
Why is it all got to be butt stuff?
It is though.
But
it's not me.
But yeah,
there's a particularly high end sort of, what should we say, kind of.
I'm just going to move on.
Restraint mask that was on there. It really isn't family friendly. You're trying to find it now?
Yeah, because it's coming.
Was that it?
No.
Or something else, that was it.
Wait a minute.
What? That's not a thing.
Dettol kills coronavirus back in 2019. It's on a bottle, apparently.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe that
Facebook,
either.
Photoshop that.
Yeah, fake news. Right, yeah. I'm scrolling. It's in at my mate's bar. How fucking cool
in his house?
That? It's in the living room, that.
It's mad, that, isn't it? And also, that's like 400 quid worth of alcohol on that shelf.
It's 31 bottles, so it's way more than that.
Yeah, way more. Good idea for Late Night Live. It would work for Late Night Live. If me and you did a Wish special...
It's very nice.
We call it the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Make-A-Wish episode.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Still fucking scrolling here, and I
can't
find it.
Did we get a Galo on Wish? Maybe. Just loads of players on Edward Wood's suggested thing.
Do you know what? There's a couple of things which I thought were things, and they're not things. One of them was the transfer market. I thought that was like an actual like memo or something that went out to everyone. Because like, how do you know who's on the transfer market?
Yeah, like, I like to imagine.
You have to like post. Like, is it like eBay almost? Like you have to put them on a classified,
like a marketplace. Yeah, somewhere between Auto Trader and eBay. I like to imagine it's like one of those like actual real life markets in like Delhi. Where there's like loads of like directors
haggling
of football like trying
on.
To get you to buy their players and stuff.
Flicking cards at you.
Yeah. And you're like, Igalo, get him. You'd be like, nah, I'm all right, thanks. Like, Josh King. Just grabbing you and trying to make you do it. I'd love that.
As if I can't even get a fucking Wish thing now. Did we scroll through that much of Wish before that?
Completed it.
I'm down in now.
Literally
to
completed Wish.
I've gone that far into Facebook now. It's people I know.
Yeah, that's not good. It's never good when it's actually
topless
people, you know.
Joe Rogan.
Sounds about right.
Two bald fellas in a kitchen.
That is basically your sort of remit, isn't it? Bald blokes talking about fighting.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Something about Blazing Squad?
They're not back, are they?
What? Is it on Amazon? It is as well. They're actually called Blazing Squad. There's an inside story of City's young hooligans as featured on BBC Three's Football. Look at the fucking state of them.
Oh, stop watching
Look
that
at
show
him.
And come and make dinner.
Look
Just
at him.
Just a sec, I've only got 21 seconds to go.
Oh, my God.
That was a good joke for anyone at home. That was a good joke.
Oh, my God, the fucking state of them. They couldn't fucking open a bag of crisps between them. Fuck me.
Right, so this so far has been... we watch Stephen Howson scroll through Facebook.
I just clicked on something.
You just clicked on a chicken pizza.
Look, I'm trying to fucking find it. What's the fucking...
Bought an Xbox controller charger. It works only 20 quid. Nice. Let us know what else you bought on Wish.
Hey, we bought a PlayStation 1 from Cash Converters, thinking that was better than the walk an extra 50 metres to go and buy one from a legitimate establishment. Turns out it's fucking Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to say a big congratulations to the happy couple that got engaged in Worksop's Cash Converters a couple of days ago.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. And I hope all things go well for the wedding.
That court case works out.
Yeah, it's a great picture. It's lovely. I like to think he got the ring right then and there from Cash Converters, traded in a Hoover for it. 21 seconds, yeah.
I've not been able to go on Facebook for months without seeing a fucking Wish advert. And it's like that old engineer fucking thing, innit? When you show someone it don't work.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm having this problem. Well, it's not. It's working now, but it definitely doesn't work.
What?
Someone bought... No, when you're trying to show someone a problem, and then it works when you're showing it them.
Oh, yeah, it's the old engineer paradox, I think it's called.
Is it?
Google that, lads. Engineer paradox. Anytime an engineer comes to observe it...
An engagement in Cash Converters. Works. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see that? Do you see that guy throwing up on himself at a match?
No. It's so big, and it's so much, and he's got his... Right, let's not watch that.
I can smell that.
You smell of that now. Oh, that's really awful. For
fuck's sake.
Big guy sicking up down himself.
14-day break.
I know.
2 weekends. What am I going to do?
And it's not even the weekend, it's the Monday. So it's literally two weeks exactly from today.
Got spend some time with a wife.
I know. We're going to have to watch like other teams play football this weekend.
What are you doing next weekend? With no game?
I'm just chilling out.
Yeah.
Going to see my mum and sister are coming up. You're going to see them. Should be good.
We're going, me and my dad are going to Salford Reds.
Mm.
It's his birthday this month, couple of weeks. So I thought I'd treat the old fucker.
Nice.
Got him some VIP tickets. He is 60.
Oh,
60.
Really?
So we're going away for his birthday to Centre Park at the end of the month. But for his birthday, is my little present, I thought I'd get him VIP tickets to go and watch Salford. It's £5 more than my ticket at United is every week. And I get, like, meet the players, man of the match presentation, a fucking...
You get to present man of the match?
It says, man of the match presentation and interview. What does that mean?
Does that mean you get to sit in and watch it?
Probably.
Surely
like,
it's
probably
not
like
you,
a room this big.
It's not you handing it over, surely. What do you think they get for man of the match?
If it was on Sky, it used to be a watch. It was a banging watch as well, like a £10,000 watch.
Really? Jesus.
When Tissot sponsored it. When Tissot sponsored it, that was years ago, though. I don't want a foot to get now. Salford got pumped on Thursday, if anyone's interested, against...
Did they?
Sin Tellins.
We were worried about that, weren't we?
We were worried about that on the fixture list. We were worried about that on the fixture list.
Did Wigan win?
Yes, they beat Warrington.
I had Warrington as my dark horse.
Yep, so
my
both favourite for the title. Absolutely pumped.
Unbelievable.
St Helens fans was calling me deluded.
Why?
Because I said...
you said that you thought Salford won't win it, but you're going to back them anyway.
No, because I said... Are Salford that ordinary without Hastings, or was St Helens that good? And they're like, you're deluded. Like, why?
Oh, interesting. It's not much, is it? Oh, yeah.
Fun fact. I like fun facts. Oh, give us your best fun facts. Something that you've been sitting on that you know that you don't think everybody else knows. Hills with knows.
Someone there saying, I've just had to rewind Worksop. I'm from there. Shout out to Worksop Massive. Shout out to Worksop Massive and that. Kilton Prospect in the, You know who you are.
Howson, which brand of watch am I wearing? I don't really like saying because it sounds a bit fucking braggadocious, doesn't it? But
Argos.
It was a present from myself to myself for not fucking dying in Iraq. Sure. So all of my tour money I spent on a watch, really. And it's a Rolex Bamford GMT Master 2. And I've had it 12 years and it's pretty fucked up, but... What I like about it is it's...
Baller as hell.
But look, it doesn't look... It's not like a fucking gold watch or anything. No. It looks
pretty low profile. Fucking, yeah. If you said it was G-Shock, I'd be like, oh, it's a nice G-Shock, that.
Yeah. It's had a new strap, because the strap fucking melted away, essentially. But I like it, because it just looks like... Well, it just looks like the watches I wore when I was in the army, to be honest.
Does it?
And my ring being on it's because I've hurt my finger.
What have you done with it?
I just hurt it.
Oh, dear me.
I'm not stuck it in anyone's hoop. I've just hurt it.
Well, the way you were sort of vague and sheepish about it made me think you did. Bruno, the Portuguese Obertan. It's a bit rude, isn't it?
Wow, not at all.
If they were even remotely similar types of players, you could maybe get away with taking the piss, but it's not great, is it?
Busby legend. Oh, that's... Do you know what? I'm just going to ban him because he was a bell end last week, so he's getting fucked right off.
Oh my God, this is what happens. Steve's flexing his Rolex fist now, isn't he?
Bye. Emphasis on fun. Both Dundee teams have got to the semi-finals of the European Cup. That'd be Dundee United and what's the other one?
Dundee FC.
Is it just Dundee?
I think so.
The majority of your brain is fat. Whoa. Yeah, I know that, actually. I did know that, actually.
Is it? Yeah. What, as in, like, composition-wise?
And that's why
wise?
They reckon that a lot of people who are on a vegetarian diet do struggle because there's a lack of amino acids in brain function development and stuff like that.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And what was the other thing as well? I fucked about with a keto diet for a little minute and also the caveman diet.
What's the difference?
Well, a caveman diet, you eat non-processed stuff, so there's a lot of meat and veg, whereas the keto diet, you got to really limit your carbs to, I think it's under 25 carbs, grams of carbs a day. Could never do it.
No.
Because like you blast a bit of sauce on something, you're over.
And also it's just too expensive.
It's just ridiculous.
It's really expensive doing keto diet.
I like the caveman diet. I did the caveman diet for a long fucking time because it's, you know, apart from like pizza and bread and stuff, like that's what I eat anyway, really. But the there was a shake that I used to have in the morning and...
What was his name?
Hey, used to stick a little bit of coconut oil in there.
Mm.
I think one of the geezers that was on Joe Rogan was saying, because of the high fat content of the coconut oil, it sort of tricks your brain into thinking you're way fuller than you are, and then you just fucking happy days on the back of a shake in the morning.
Laughing. That's good. Yeah, I do like a little shake in the morning, actually, but my blender stopped working. Don't we know everyone had them blenders for a bit? Them like green, like upside down bottle ones?
Yep.
People don't blend anymore.
My mum just got Jaden one.
Did she? I feel like they're not as popular as they were a few years ago.
Ighalo played with Sanchez at Udinese. That is a fun fact.
That is a good fact.
That is a good fact. I don't reckon. I'm going to go out on that. Yusuf, you might have got today's fact of the week.
Come on.
We might start making fact of the week a thing.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean,
do you know what? Actually, I'm making fact of the week a thing. Yusuf,
I want you
to inbox me and prove that you're Yusuf off here, and I'm going to send you... in about a month when we get made, one of them. And I might give away a Howson's Brew mug on Howson's Brew.
Yeah.
Every damn week.
Each week. Fact of the week. Get your facts in.
I want the best fact of the week.
He's leading so far, but someone could pip him to the post if it's a good fact.
Yep.
Here you go, look.
What's my reaction to Jose's reaction? I don't watch Spurs.
Fun fact. What's that say?
Oh. Why are people so upset that we lose the football? That's not a fun fact. That's a question.
Yeah, it's not a fun fact.
A question. Fun fact, Anfield was originally the home of Everton FC.
It's not a bad fact, but loads of teams used to share grounds, didn't they? Like, I think Sheffield United used to play at Hillsborough as well, or vice versa. Bramall Lane, Sheffield Wednesday, can't remember, something like that. There's one something about Contagion, the film in 2011.
Yeah, someone keeps messaging that.
Okay, stop messaging that.
Shows a virus outbreak from China that came from bats.
That's a fun one. Fun facts, sharks only attack you when you're wet.
Accurate as well.
Is it though?
Well, I'm going to say, I don't think sharks have ever been in Debenhams.
No, but if you could hover above the sea, like you got on like a crane, but from a helicopter, and you hover above the sea, could it jump out a great white and bite you?
I think it definitely could.
Yeah.
But the spray from the ocean on the helicopter
would make you wet.
It's going to moisten you a little bit.
Yeah, you'd be damp, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you're going to be classed as wet. I think if someone took a paper towel to your forehead, they would deduce that you was wet.
If you could wring it out.
Wet. Busby played for Liverpool and City. Now, someone was arguing with me this morning, saying, because I had an issue with Hines being called. I know, yeah, me, on Twitter, imagine that. Saying that Busby was a good player, so he wouldn't have needed the wages to play for Liverpool. For starters, like, he had no affiliation with United until we made him manager. But being a Liverpool player or a City player in the 30s is so different to it now. I mean, I have nothing against Dennis Law for playing for City in the fucking 70s.
No.
He needed the money.
Yeah.
Even Ballon d'Or winning fucking players needed a wage.
Yeah.
And you know what? United didn't want him. It wasn't like he kicked off and was like, I'm going to fucking City, see in a bit. And we was like, no, don't do that. That was literally what Gabby Hines did. He was like, I want to go to Liverpool. And Fergie went, you can fuck right off, mate.
Yeah.
Fergie's reaction's got to tell you everything to that.
Also, players used to play for, like, just loads of teams in the same area more. Like, you were just, well, I'm keeping the house and I don't want to take the kids out of school and it's not worth the money.
Yeah, it's massive
difference.
I'll just
move to Liverpool to Blackburn.
To nowadays when the ordinary Premier League players are multimillionaire.
He's on, you know, 35 grand a week.
At 31, 32, when, like, Dennis Law, you finished, you might have had to get a job.
Yeah.
Very
well,
normal
used to
for
buy
people
pubs
to get
or buy restaurants or, you know, that kind of thing. All sorts of stuff. Become agents or... you weren't set for life up until basically the Premier League, really.
Yep. Fun fact, Sir Alex dated Trent Alexander-Arnold's grandmum. Shagger.
Very, very fun.
Hertha Berlin is named after the old tea leader Hertha. I'm going to need a VAR check on that, I think. Can we get a VAR check on that?
Cheers,
if the Simpsons aged normally, Bart would be older than Marge was in the first series. It is all like it's 30 years old.
Yeah, that's a decent fact, but it's not surprising, is it? It's just kind of, that kind of makes sense.
We've had 20 seasons of South Park.
Yeah.
They're all 30 now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a good fact, but it's not particularly surprising, is it? I'm not shocked by it.
I'm not reading that.
What, from Claire?
No, the back end of that one. Fun fact, penguins have kneecaps.
Most mammals have kneecaps.
Pringles and potato chips. Matt Hughes once played for Wales and Bayern Munich in the same day. Yeah, he did.
That's good. That's a good fact. I like that. Because that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
how is that
possible?
Mental.
Let's Google it because I can't fucking remember. But I did read the story and I was like, that's mad. That's a pure 80s manoeuvre, that.
Yeah.
And I think he played from half-time in one of them.
Fair enough, innit? What, was it on the same pitch?
No. It was in the same city, though. There we go. Back in 1987, Hughes played two games in two countries.
Beautiful, love that.
I think it was like Austria and Germany, though, something like that.
Yeah, East Germany, West Germany.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to just fill the hour on fucking
reading. He's just
skim-reading
it. I'm looking forward to seeing some more of these facts. You can't fart and open your eyes at the same time. Yeah, you can. what about that?
I can't read quick enough.
I've long since suspected that, Steve.
Right, that's from The Guardian. And Joe, rather than just giving you the straight fucking facts.
Yeah,
like,
they proper have to make it all good to read and interesting, don't they?
Yeah, like detail heavy. Bullet
point
me. Right, Dream Team. It's basically The Sun. They're going to give you the bullet points because none of their readers have got a fucking scoop. On a fateful day, play for Wales in the afternoon and then play for Bayern Munich in the evening.
Lovely.
Two scheduled collided as Wales were due to play in against Czechoslovakia the same day Bayern had a German Cup replay versus Borussia Mönchengladbach. Now, no one has ever played against two teams with as many words in them as Czechoslovakia and Borussia Mönchengladbach in the same day.
Yeah.
In terms of away game opposition, numbers of letters in their name faced, Matt Hughes top of that list.
It's got to be. Even then, it's the same day, isn't it? That's two names in one day.
Same day.
Perfect.
Yeah. At loan. I mean, he had a career and a half, him, didn't
yeah.
he? Playing for United, Bayern Munich and Barcelona. That's good doing that, isn't it?
Who do you think has got the best CV ever? Just purely clubs. It doesn't matter how good they were then. Just names on the
like
trophy.
Someone like Paul Dalglish or someone fucking bananas like that. Played for some right clubs.
But would you... So let's say you
original Ronaldo.
I was going to say he's always right up there. Do you detract or subtract points for like if you play for 10 shit teams, like Chris Waddle play for Works Uptown? Do you take that away from England? Like,
yeah, fuck it, let's do it.
So it's like an addition.
Who had a pure elite?
Yes, it's got to be Fat Ronaldo, isn't it? Sorry, original Ronaldo.
Thank you. Put some respect on his name.
I know. Sorry, original Ronaldo, Crescent Moon Ronaldo,
Ronaldo de Lima.
Yeah. What do we think? Seedorf?
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Cristiano Ronaldo isn't bad, but it's only three and a half good teams, isn't it? Juventus? Who did Zidane play for? Real Madrid, Juventus, Inter?
Zidane?
Yeah.
No, I didn't play for Paris, I don't think. I don't think so. He played for Auxerre in France.
Definitely played for Juve in Madrid. Is that it?
Juve in Madrid, really. But yeah, I think he played somewhere else before Auxerre. I can't remember.
Beckham, not bad.
Beckham's is a bit fucking...
LA Galaxy drops it down a bit.
But it was the best team on that continent.
Yeah, but we know. Come on. Dani Alves.
We fucking know.
We know. Dani Alves.
Zlatan's.
Zlatan again, though. MLS. Is MLS himself off?
When he was 90!
Yeah, but it's still on the thing, isn't it?
Okay.
Beckham, Romario... Anelka?
Seedorf,
Ajax, Real Madrid and both Milan clubs. It's not bad, is it? Only player to play in three Champions League finals with three different teams. Or used to be.
Yeah, used to be, because I think Paddy Evra's done it.
Juventus, Monaco, United. To win three Champions Leagues with three different teams.
How many foreign managers manage United? Two.
Who?
It depends on three.
British Isles, we're talking.
British Isles ain't foreign, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, didn't think
of Ole, Jose, Louis.
Right, you say managed, he manages.
Yeah, but he managed him at the weekend.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho's wasn't bad,
close
was it? AC Milan, Paris,
yeah.
Barcelona. Paris was shit when he played from there.
Yeah, but still a big name though, isn't it now? Makelele, not bad.
Oh, that guy we texted just replied saying thanks for your note. Wasn't a note, it was a request, mate.
Let's not do this on air.
He doesn't know about the channel.
Oh, good.
Speaking of fucking daft requests, right? Can I share this one with you?
I don't know.
Right, yeah, I'm going to share this one with you. Like, you know, Laurie Whitwell, friend of the show.
I know Laurie Whitwell.
Laurie Whitwell, friend of the show, right? Sort of. He's also on social media, right?
Is he?
Right, yeah, he is.
Of athletic fame?
Yeah, I'm going to read this out. I'm not going to read where it's from. Hello, Stephen. Dear Stephen, it says, actually. Dear Stephen. I'm a researcher with an independent production company specialising in I don't suppose you could share Laurie Whitwell's email with us. I know you worked with him recently and we need to reach out with him for some insight on a new film. Yours sincerely, So, that guy's ringing me. I'm going to have to answer.
I'll do it.
So, I text Laurie and saying, didn't realise I came to work wearing a fucking skirt today, but here we are. Why go through the effort of finding my email, which isn't exactly listed publicly anywhere? His is.
Yeah.
But mine isn't. Like, I'm going to need one to this guy.
Okay.
See in a bit.
Let's get the camera on me then. I can do this. Are you coming back?
Yeah.
Cool, he's coming back. So stick around for Stephen. Give me some good facts in the comments. I'm sitting in Big Daddy's chair now. Get over it, Steve. Oh, he's not even on the phone anymore. He's putting someone on speaker. Robbie Keane. Yeah, but again, though, he's got the American stuff on it. I need to crouch down so I can be the same height as Steve. I like this chair. Michael Owens isn't bad. Michael Owens is very good, actually. If when you do put it in, put the clubs they played for as well, because I don't know every club Craig Bellamy played for. Lingard looking to leave. Atletico Madrid and Roma interested. Any truth in these rumours? It looks like this could be... I mean, I think the fact that he's looking to leave is probably true. or that he's got offers and he's, you know, checking out his options, you can't hum while holding your nose. Yeah, I can. Robin, again, I don't know every, you know, Henrik Larsson, you're just saying names. Kingsley Coman, who's he played for? Yeah. Munich, PSG. Pretty good. Steve's back. Do I have to leave your...
Yep. Yeah.
I have to leave his chair.
I can't sit on the other side.
What was it like then? What was that conversation like?
I got a text saying I didn't mean to call you.
Oh. That's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, so, I said, why go through the effort of fucking finding my email when you could have just messaged Laurie on Twitter? I haven't even got his email. I haven't got his number.
How do you think they found your email, by the way?
Oh, so
I gave it to
toilet
them.
Walls and stuff in it.
Is it?
Probably.
That's your phone number, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Well, different, yeah. Gallas's wasn't bad. Zlatan has an unreal CV. It does, but apparently MLS means it's relegated.
Well, it just takes a few points off, doesn't it?
Johan Cruyff's, that wasn't bad.
What was it, though?
Holland and Ajax, but he also played for PSV, I think, at some point.
Yeah, Ryan Giggs. Although Wales ain't great, is it? Who'd be great for that? Just one club player.
Gary Neville. Scores.
Bobby Charlton.
Well, he ended up at Preston at the end, didn't he? But a manager. Fuck. It was player manager, wasn't it, which fucks him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Robin. Robin?
Robin's is really good. There's a few really good ones.
Yeah.
Like the sort of multiple Italy, multiple Spain, and then like a big one in England. But it is quite hard to do.
Zlatan's is pretty good.
It is really good.
Barcelona, Juve, Inter, and AC as well. He played for AC, hasn't he?
He's playing for him now.
Good point. Well made. and then Paris.
Yeah.
United. Malmo, obviously.
Yeah, that's
rejected
good.
Arsenal.
Oh, where is he? Let me just check Ronaldo.
Seedorf is real good.
Ronaldo played for PSV when they're actually good. Barca, Inter, Real Madrid, AC. Then Corinthians at the end there. To 2011 he was playing at Corinthians.
Yeah, he was fatter than me when he was at Corinthians.
Yeah, he was a big boy. Who was it who had like a I'm allowed three nights out in my contract? Was that Ronaldinho?
That sounds about like a Ronaldinho.
That's fantastic, so. Isn't it? I'm just allowed to get battered twice a week and you can't tell me off.
Is that in everyone's contract here?
At United?
No, here.
Yeah.
Feels like it, doesn't it?
It does feel like it.
So, I'm going to share you a story. Now, if you're a future employee for Adam, this is what you're getting, of Adam. He was doing something really good the other day. He was finding a nice bit of software that he was looking for doing some outside broadcast stuff with. And it was good, right? And he was finding a solution of it. I went and did a shoot. I come back. He's sitting drinking a fucking Heineken.
Yeah, at like 12 o'clock, just during a normal day.
About half 11.
Yeah.
I'm like... And he was like, there's only cold thing in the fridge.
There's cold water in the tap, and it's just as cold as the fridge. And there was also
Coke in the fridge.
It was the only cold alcohol in the fridge. Yeah, he's got...
And then he proceeded to have two more. Like, there's only two drinks left in that six-pack, and he's had... Well, I think he's had all of them.
When does it stop being funny?
When you're older. When you're 21, I think that is funny.
Okay, yeah. When you're like... What is it? What would you say it starts
when he's
like
been divorced because of it?
Yeah.
When he moves back in with his parents because of it?
Yeah.
And when he's 42 because of it? Yeah. That's when it's not fun.
Yeah.
But at the minute, doesn't affect his job, and I fucking like him, so it's cool.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, it's quite fun though, isn't it? And he works in a bar as well, so there's no, you know, respite there either.
Yeah, no, especially because it's not a busy bar.
No.
I'm sure it's almost. And last I bet he goes drink for drink with the hot.
Well, he turns up pissed half the time. He turned up after the City game and was telling City fans that they're all shit after we beat them. Pissed. And then half of them left. Sounds great. He put a picture on his Instagram the other day, didn't he? It was just literally just a completely empty bar. Great. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Nope. I had a quick glance over the halftime show about 20 minutes ago.
Did you?
Oh, longer than that. I go, fucking hell, we've been live for 46 minutes. We spoke about?
We haven't been like, no, we haven't. 39 minutes. Should we talk about United?
Why?
Well, we could talk a bit about it. I'm excited for Ighalo. We'll talk.
I am excited for Ighalo. Got a video coming out tomorrow on him. Did it in one take?
Yeah, it was one. Yeah? Was it? He was angry. You were pretty angry at that, weren't you?
Me?
Yeah. Shouting at an auto cue. God bless.
I didn't call it a cunt. I called it a cunt.
Yeah, he did.
Coutinho's got a good CV. Apart from that bit in the middle.
Yeah, Inter, Liverpool, Bayern, Barcelona.
It's not bad.
It's not as good as Ronaldo's, though, is it? Although he hasn't tarnished it. I think that's the only places he's played at.
Mm.
Certainly the only places...
Where did he grow up at?
I don't know. Yeah, probably somewhere in Brazil, isn't it? Oh, is Coutinho one of those... Was he... No, he's always been Brazilian, hasn't he? Because, like, no, because...
Was he transnational?
No, well, there's loads of... No, because, like, Thiago... No, like, Andres Pereira grew up in Belgium, obviously.
Yeah, and it shows.
But he's Brazilian.
And well, it doesn't show, actually, now, because fucking Belgium's a belting footballing nation.
Yeah, that's true. Like, Thiago and Rafinha are brothers.
If you looked at how good Brazil and fucking Belgium are now, and you have to go, do you know what, I'm going to bring a footballer that comes up through Manchester United's academy that's both Brazilian and Belgium, you'd be like, is he the best player ever?
Yeah.
No, he fucking isn't. No, that's all.
It was Brazil minus Belgium rather than Brazil plus Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah. He took it away.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you think that you're making a brilliant breed of dog.
Yes.
And what you get is a fucking pug.
Yeah. Yeah, like, do you know Cat Dog, the old cartoon?
Yeah.
Half cat, half dog. Somewhere in the world is the arse of a cat glued to the arse of a dog. That's kind of what we got in it.
Yeah.
Shevchenko. Again, I don't know all the clubs all these people played for.
Came from Dynamo Kiev.
Mm.
He's Brazilian, in all caps. Someone shouted, "Who's he, brother?"
Yeah, we know who's Brazilian. We know Pereira's Brazilian, but he was born in Belgium and grew up in Belgium, I believe.
Steve hates Marshall because he's better than Rashid, but was born in Lazulis.
Yeah, that's it. He's better than Rashid, isn't he? Yeah, that's what he hates. You don't even hate Marshall.
What? No. I'm frustrated by him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his fucking close control dribbling is outrageous. People his size aren't meant to be that quick and that dribbly with it. I don't even know. I'm going to invent a new word with it.
Dribbly?
Yeah. Dribbly, yeah. He's fucking dribbly as fuck with it.
He is.
Oh. Jesus is Brazilian.
What, the one in Rio? He is.
I think he is.
Big statue.
Nazarethan. Steve hates Marshall because he doesn't day drink.
Yeah, that's more
because I don't day drink or...
Because Marshall doesn't.
Oh.
Although we don't know that, to be fair.
Carlton Cole. Why has someone just put Carlton Cole in all caps?
Because he certainly hasn't had the best career, and it's not a fun fact, is it, Carlton Cole?
How does Andreas have a cap? Do you know what I mean?
Does he? Play for Brazil?
Yeah.
Wow. He's got a cat as
he
well.
He might have a cat.
Probably
I don't
has.
Know what sort of pets he's got.
What pet do you think is the most common among footballers? Do you think it is a cat? A bit more, you know, low maintenance.
Dog's effort in it. Like, the amount of time that what a fucking beautiful Megs that was. The amount of time that a footballer spends on the road, I think the dog's irresponsible. Cats don't give a fuck about you.
No. They're almost not worth having, are they?
No, they're a shit.
Just have a painting or something. Because at least a painting can't shit on your sofa.
Or smell. Because cats smell.
I know.
Like, we have Diesel, obviously. He's in the office probably once a week or something like that. Mm-hmm. But Diesel doesn't smell in the slightest, does he?
No, no.
He's a fucking pretty clean dog. He's an idiot, right? And he's a gobshite, and he don't shut up, and he ruins videos.
Are we talking about Diesel or Cam?
Yeah, 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 Diesel. But
idiot, gobshite, ruins videos, doesn't shut up.
Cameron, yeah.
Yeah.
But Diesel's on time.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Or early, actually. He gets up early. But
he does bark when people come in the front door.
Yeah, but he doesn't smell.
No.
But he also can't be fucking left alone for a couple of days.
No, because he'll die or eat the house.
Yeah, and he will shit everywhere.
Yes.
Cats aren't about that.
No, and cats shit in boxes full of cereal.
In your house.
That's weird, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is so weird. How has that become the sort of relationship we have?
So, on that note, I think that a cat is probably lower maintenance or a fish.
A fish.
A fish.
Do you know, there's a good way you can get a fish, you can, like, buy fish food, like, dropper timers things, so you can go away for a few days.
Or you just leave them to it and let them have at it, like a coliseum.
What, just put the whole box of fish food in there and they'll have it when they want it?
Yeah.
Like Peter Griffin.
Lived opposite me in the army, had piranhas.
Really?
Yeah, he used to put, like, chicken legs in it and stuff.
They only eat dead meat, don't they?
No.
Oh. I thought you could stand in a pool full of piranhas and you wouldn't die,
yeah,
but if you
maybe
put a bit
you fucking do it.
Put, like, a dead meat in there.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do that.
Yeah.
But also, maybe, allegedly, if you go down to the pet store and buy...
No, don't even say it. I hate this already.
Goldfish?
Yeah. Skinned it.
Easy. Honestly, one of the craziest, most fascinating, and it's cruel, but I watched it. I didn't do it, but I watched it.
I didn't even watch it, so when was, Peter come round, this is nothing to do with me.
When they threw one of the goldfish in, a big piranha, sort of got like most of the, I'm going to say the back two-thirds of it, so it's just fucking head doing that with like blood sort of dribbling out of it. But yeah, it was, you know, anyway.
I'm going to be sick. What do you think to the fact that when you eat a prawn, you just eat all its poo and that? Bit weird, isn't it? But also don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they call it de-veining it.
You mean just taking the shit out?
Take the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, we've got a super chat. That's well, a rarity on here. How much are Dean Henderson and Lingard worth keeping in mind? Kepa was a world record fee and drink water was 30 miles. Wow.
At least 150 million between them.
Oh, we could probably rebuild the stadium.
Can you believe how much Chelsea spent on Kepa? That has got to be one of the most overpaid transfers ever, that. They paid 75 million for him.
If you go through all of Chelsea's transfers, you go for
they got some mad ones.
How much did he pay for David Luiz second time around? Was it 50 mil? No. Or they sold him for 50 mil?
They sold him for 50, yeah.
Like, someone needs to look into that, don't they?
Yeah, PSG when they bought him for 50 million.
Yeah. Imagine that fax coming through.
Yeah. See ya. But yeah,
Serrano says, here's one for you. Is cereal a soup?
I've said this before. Yes, it is a soup. Definitely. Undoubtedly. If you can have a gazpacho, then, you know, a sort of raisin wheat, technically a soup. At or is milk point? A soup and then the cereal is just crouton?
Oh. What about Weetabix? Because it becomes a whole different paste.
No, that's technically a cordial. Because it goes from like one... No, Weetabix is technically a Barocca. Just sort of like mushes and dissolves and becomes a new drink.
Yeah, that's the shit I've been watching.
Yeah.
Can't fucking get away from it. These two crazy bastards in the jungle somewhere just building swimming pools.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you live round there, though?
Imagine, no, you...
And just go for a walk with your dog.
It's like, oh, there's hundreds of underground swimming pools.
You'd be like, the fuck is going on here?
Nah.
If you've not seen it, these two little Asian fellas that are on YouTube.
It's called Primitive Tool.
Yeah, or Survival, or just search... swimming pool in a jungle, and you'll find, I don't know, 300 videos of
and
these little
fuckers. They've all got 10 million views.
Yeah.
See, look, right, I think it's
let's role play, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I was just going to take my shirt off and dig 20 tons of soft clay out with my bare hands. Fancy joining in?
No.
Oh.
At all.
Really? Yeah. We can take our shirts off.
And can we also fill it up using a fucking bottle cap?
Can we use loads of bamboos glued together in like a... Like, how's it gone? They were just scratching at the floor a minute ago. Now they've got a fucking swimming pool with a ramp. They're going to go down that on a skateboard. And they've just got loads of turf from somewhere. Like, there's a Travis Perkins around the corner. Where have they got that turf from? Ridiculous. Right, how long would it take to fill up with buckets?
You have to boil soup, do you?
I don't know that you do.
So what about... So cereal that's been in the microwave? Because people like warm milk, don't
they? Yeah, I like cereal. Rice Krispies in the microwave are really good.
Mix the milk, go chocolatey, man.
What's that one say? We need Sancho, Madison, Lewandowski. Yeah.
If anyone of you is ill, who presents the fixture list? I don't know.
Callum, yeah. Callum can do it. Look. Now they got a swimming
pool. It's amazing,
isn't
it? He's actually amazing. Like, I can't wait for the planning permission guy.
Down that slide that it's not that slippery, is it? It's like sandpaper, that. Also, they don't put any sort of chlorine in it. In like 2 days, that's mouldy as shit, that. Because it's got to be like 30 degrees.
Oh, and also, I don't know what you know about jungles and malaria.
Yeah.
But any sort of standing water is basically...
cholera.
A fucking buffet for fucking musk.
And there's definitely going to be like snakes.
Yeah, that ramp's fucked at the bottom.
Yeah, there's going to be snakes in there.
I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah. It's still incredible, though.
For the pools I've built in the forest and the jungles.
I like this. Gazpacho soup is served cold, genius. I don't know if that was to me or to them, but I like how someone's like a piss-takeable genius for not knowing what gazpacho is.
It was David Attenborough's idea for tennis balls to be yellow-coloured for TV. Yes, David Attenborough, the wildlife god. When he was young, he worked as a controller at the BBC. Wait, so that was sport intervened on...
Also...
Sorry. TV intervened on sport.
What colour did tennis balls used to be?
That was what I was getting to. What colour did tennis balls used to be? That feels like something Mitz is going to Google. Yeah. Watch it up, Mitz.
That's a proper QI, that. That's one of my favourites so far, that.
It's not bad, but it's like, Yusuf, you need to get in touch because you are still the winner and I will send you a mug.
You think?
In about a month when we get them. Leicester City's owner died. Wait a minute.
Yeah, read these first.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's white?
No is the answer to your question.
White tennis balls.
They were white. Interesting.
See, yellow's good for telling it. So was this up until the advent of Technicolor then, obviously?
Was this in black and white television?
Yeah,
because I bet no one had a fucking clue.
1972, so this was post-colour TV.
Carey says this, not Stephen Howson. Carey says coronavirus is hoax. The disease was patented in 2015. It's all a scam to force vaccinations on people. Did you see that yesterday? There was a photograph of a dude lying dead in the street wearing a mask.
Was there?
Told you that masks don't work.
Why was he dead in the street?
I don't know, China.
Oh, right, yeah.
But do you know the reason why they wear face masks? Why surgeons wear face masks?
So if they sneeze, it don't go in your kidney?
Well, it's to protect the patient, is the DS answer I was looking for.
Mm.
You're close. I'll give you half a point.
I'll take that.
They do fuck all.
Yeah. What about if you wear a gas mask? That would have a better chance, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like a proper one.
I've still got mine.
Have you?
Yeah.
Scary, innit?
Yeah. More scary than the fact I've got body armour and two helmets.
Have you?
Yeah.
Can you bring that in?
Yeah.
Sick. Nice.
Is that going to be on Late Night Live on Friday?
Yeah, Army edition. I feel like it might be disrespectful, that.
Do I miss the Army says sketch? Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame, innit? I thought we were doing all right, but... Who's better being shot at than working with us? Unreal. Don't think about it. Say no. God's sake.
There's some aspects that are like, right, I'm going to say my adrenaline's never spiked in here like it had on operations.
I didn't even flinch, bless him. God damn it, this guy's a soldier through and through.
Yeah.
God's sake.
Quivering fucking mess on bonfire night, though.
Oh, yeah.
Me and the fucking dog just shouting, dead angry at everyone for no reason. Fuck off,
make it go away.
Shut up.
Stephen, come out from under the table. No. Yeah, that's not good.
Travis says all squad has missed the Army. Yeah, I think, well, not everyone.
No, I'm sure not everyone does.
A month for a mug, get it from Wish. No, it won't be. And ours will come without coronavirus. All your money back.
Have they been checked?
Well, they're coming from, I think the guy's from
Stockport,
Coventry.
Is it?
I think that's where they're making the mugs. Yeah, so Bugatti never made a profit. They are used by VW as an experiment to build the best and most technologically advanced reliable car possible, and they lose almost six what? On each car, but hardly make a dent on VW. Yeah, I knew that, actually. I knew that it literally cost them to sell the Veyron, at least. I don't know if that's all of the Bugatti range. Do they even do other cars?
Yeah, they have done other cars in the past.
I mean, the current range is just
I don't
Veyron,
know. Yeah, I don't know the current range. They used to have a Bugatti...
Martin, what do I think of Who Dares Wins? I don't watch it, but I know my old boss is on it.
Is it?
Yeah.
For years, I thought it was like something to do with like fashion. I thought it was called like SASS, Who Dares Wins.
Custard.
I thought it was just like a catwalk.
He's also
show.
On some other shit, because I saw him on a video the other day doing like some sort of mad experience. He had someone by the fucking throat in this little promo video. I'll try and find it.
Was it live action Simpsons?
Funny. No.
Homer and Bart style.
Is that a thing?
No, it should be, though. I bet Disney would do it if they owned it.
Pereira is the first foreign-born player to play for Brazil since 1918.
What about Diego Costa? Oh, no, he was born in Brazil and plays for Spain. Forget it.
Close, but
forget
no.
It. Inverse. It's not a bad question.
MRE meals, love my home. I enjoyed them, to be honest. The MRE, the American ones, and they come with all sorts of mad stuff. They give you, like, little tubes of peanut butter and stuff, which was belting. Mm. Now, if you ever got the chocolate fudge, the chocolate brownie... Sort of, what the fuck was it? I think it was called chocolate pudding, actually, which is a British one.
Nice.
Oh my God, I'd probably give you about £100 for one of them.
What was it?
Amazing is what it was.
But what is it, like a tube full of like dense?
No, it's so all the British ones come in like an A5 sort of shape, sort of this sort of size. All of your main meals have got beans in. There's beans with a chunk of meat or a sausage or something like that. They were all right. Throw Tabasco sauce in them, give them a bit spicy. And then you get desserts. There was a sticky toffee pudding one. That's a weapon, right? That's not food. I don't
bad.
Think that's... Just, I've never even tried to attempt to eat that. You get an oat fucking biscuit in them. Mm. You get some little fruity biscuits. And then occasionally you would happen upon the unicorn. I'm going to whisper. And it was chocolate pudding. And I swear to God, you've never had anything. It is morale in a shiny foil bag. And it was... probably 100% chemical based, and it was amazing.
It's the cheapest, worst chocolate pudding ever, but it was just exactly what you wanted.
It was so fucking good, and you'd be like, oh yes. But then, like, the Americans would come with a fucking little plastic spoon in it, and you're like, why didn't the fucking British Army think of this? Because you know what the British Army's fucking thing is?
What?
Keep a spoon on you, and here's how you clean it.
Really? Pop it in your thing? Might deflect a bullet.
It might, but they were usually plastic.
It might get lodged in your sternum instead.
Sir Alex Ferguson opened my secondary school, literally the only reason I went to it. Yeah, fair play.
That's not bad.
Got two cases of rat packs in the shed. What's the expiration date on them? Because they are rat they do pack. It.
Can Sammy Davis Jr. in the shed.
Russian pack.
They meant like Frank Sinatra and that.
I think the good ones were K. Because, like, sometimes they'd fuck you about and they'd put you on Arctic rations when you was on exercise in the UK, which is just extra work. Because you have to add water to all of those because they're all freeze-dried. But you want to go on either the halal ones or the kosher ones because they was all boxed off and, like, they didn't fuck about with them.
Nice. That's what you need, isn't it?
So, the vegetarian ones.
Or did you eat proper? Did you eat like cooked meals and stuff when you were at the
In the camps, it was good. It was like they proper. Had a proper breakfast and stuff. Yeah. But when out on the what's it, you're on a fucking shiny pack. Foil bag with fucking nothing in. That's probably been in your webbing for months.
Yes, please. Webbing food.
Am I going on holiday in the winter break? No, I'm going on holiday after the winter break. It's not a fucking winter break, though, is it?
Right.
What are the lads doing on this winter break? Well, I know.
Fred's in the Maldives.
Here's what I do know. I know Marcus was meant to go to Dubai. I don't know if that's still on the cards because obviously he's in Miami today.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl. So I don't know if that's still on the cards for them, whether they're going to do that or not. But it was meant to be like a quiet family thing before he got injured. That was the plan that they were going to do on this. So that about, Joe, when they said the club said he was going to go to Qatar and all that shit, and then they cancelled it. Well, the lads was always going to go on holiday anyway.
Yeah.
But Ollie's announced, aren't they? They're going to do training. Did he say
warm weather? I didn't see where it was, but he said they're going to do some warm weather training.
So I imagine, I think we were sort of saying before, weren't we? If you go on like Thursday, Friday, you get like a good 5 days away with whatever.
Yeah.
And then
well, yeah, Fred's in the Maldives now, so... They've not wasted any time, have they? Probably went yesterday. And then I think it said like they're going to go somewhere on like Saturday or something, he said. So yeah, nice week off. Chillax. Well, is Marcus had surgery or having surgery? Neither. Ah, okay.
Not his back at least. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Talk of surgery.
He needs it on his ankle. I don't know if he's having it.
I
think there was going to do a scan after the break next week.
Yeah.
And then see where he's at. But I think it's last 4 or 5 weeks of the season he's going to get at best, I think. But I mean, I think the break here will do him good, to be honest. Like, did you see that stat that no one had played more than him since his debut? Bananas.
Yeah, ridiculous. Minutes or appearances? Probably appearances, isn't it?
Probably appearances, yeah.
But yeah, still a lot, isn't it? Especially when you think, like, why wouldn't De Gea have played more than him? There's no reason why he wouldn't have, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, mental. Yeah, because to say he seemed to have been playing with an injury for ages, he doesn't really get injured very much, does he? Like, he's... And I do know what I mean. Like, he doesn't take time off with injury very often anyway. Obviously, he did. He has been playing with that injury since basically the Liverpool game last season. What's this?
One of the comments has just asked me what number of Optelic I was on, and I can't fucking remember.
What's Optelic?
Optelic was...
Sounds like a phone company.
Was the operation for...
Optelic 3G broadband.
Fucking remember, was it 13? Don't know where it was.
Don't know what it was.
Oh, what fucking number it was. Operation Telic 13. December. No, it was one before that. 12 then. Was it 11? 11 rings a bell. 11, December. Yeah, that was me. There we go.
Optelic 11?
Yeah, 11. So Sketch says, when did you do Iraq? I was on Telic 9. We visited American camps. It was like Christmas came early. They do look after the boys. I got a funny story, and we'll end it on this one. Cool. Sorry, 5:05. I was on, by the looks of what I've just Googled anyway, Telic 11 was the one I was on, and Herrick 4 and Herrick 5. Don't get promoted, lads. It's a trap. They're like, well done. There's a stripe. Off you fucking pop.
What, more stuff to do?
Back out there. Enjoy. Have 2 weeks off, and then fucking off you pop. Cheers. can appreciate you, absolute dick. But I was in Durkistan for the 2006 World Cup. Might remember it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't win it.
No, lost to Germany.
We was based on the flight line, right by the, literally the runway of the airport, essentially. And the British cookhouse was a fucking 15-minute drive away.
Mm.
Fuck that.
Mm.
Right? So what we decided to do was just go to the American one. Now, the American one, I believe they have a $45 per day per man budget to spend on their lads.
What? No wonder they spend $750 billion a year on it. On the
British cookhouse was $6 per day per man.
It's better.
So you can imagine the difference. They had these fucking fridges just full of Fanta and all sorts of stuff. It was mind-blowing. We would just go in and sign in as the England squad. Private Owen Hargreaves.
Really? That's good, isn't
Corporal
it?
Wayne Rooney.
Would you, how told off would you have got for that?
Well fucked.
Really?
Because it was like, do not fucking go in the American cookhouse. I was like, yeah, cool story, nerd.
Because also that's kind of like a war crime?
No.
What, like saying that you're someone else and sneaking into American army base?
Well, no, it's the you're all sharing the same base.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like walking in from the front in like your England kit. No. Like, can we come in, please? We're very hungry.
No, we were just signing. You have to sign in.
Right.
And then they would have billed the British Army, probably.
Yeah.
So, says here, Lance Corporal Wayne Rooney was at the cookhouse 14 times, and like, aye, was it, you sounds fucking
like,
dick.
To be fair, that does sound like Wayne Rooney. That definitely could be him.
So, yeah, that was something that we did in 2006.
Lovely. But
they served burgers every 6 hours. So the cookhouse was open every 6 hours. So 6 a.m., 12, 6 p.m., and 12. So you fucking come in from whatever at midnight. British cookhouse ain't open. It opens at normal hours. American cookhouse is open, no? We can get a fucking can of lilt and a fucking burger.
Oh,
high five.
It's got to be great, isn't it?
And that was... It was Telic 5. Telic 5. Herrick 5. Where I missed Gordon Ramsay cooking Christmas dinner for the man down.
You missed it?
Yeah, I missed it.
Oh, was it really... What did he cook? Do you know?
I don't know. I fucking missed it.
Oh, I didn't...
All I remember is that some of the lads had made a sign for him to hold up.
Mm.
And I won't say the names. One of them's now doing the sneaky BKSAS type shit, but he held up a sign, which is I finally got to meet, and their names, and they stood either side of him like that.
Oh, that's good. Did people come in and cook you Christmas dinner?
No.
Oh, for God's sake. Did you get, like, comedians in that come in?
We had a couple of well-fit Romanian birds that didn't sing in English. They put on weird random shows
girls?
And stuff. They're basically the cheeky girls, but like...
Cheeky,
and
they
were shit. You sat there for like 5 minutes, you're like, oh, I'm bored. Even though there's nothing else going on, it was that bad, you're like, yeah, fuck it.
Are you like, and this is a stupid question, I know it is. Can you go on holiday to like Iraq when the war's on? Can you get a... Can I just go as a civilian?
There are civilian flights. I don't think Manchester...
Not from Manchester. You'd have to go to like... I don't know, somewhere nearby, and then get a flight.
Yeah, you probably get one from
like,
Syria.
Could I go to,
Jordan,
could I go to Iran on holiday?
Turkey.
I could. Iran's different, isn't it, because it's a bit more. But like, Afghanistan, 2005, could I have got there?
Probably, yeah.
I'd be mad. Imagine if you've just seen tourists, like, with the luggage and, like...
At the airport.
I've got nowhere to... Oh,
what are you doing?
Just been blown to smithereens, but by you lot, so can we stay with you?
Best steak in Manchester. I used to really buzz off Gaucho, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it... I think possibly the Hawksmoor.
Oh, I've heard that's really good there.
This is Manchester United Football Club. You get me, says Enter Sandman.
Yeah, I get you.
Am I a wrestling fan? If by wrestling you mean wrestling, then yes. If by wrestling you mean the people in kinky boots throwing each other around and reading a script, then no. Right, before we wrap up...
Mm.
This in between me and Joseph is Stretford Paddock FC's kit. That was launched Saturday, Sunday,
it's
I
nice,
guess.
Isn't it?
It's on pre-order. If you want it, it's going to be on pre-order for the whole month. That might be it. That might be the only time that we put it on sale because we're going to do a bulk order. We have to order them all in. They are not a cheap shirt. You can't see all the detail on these photos. We will do a photo shoot as soon as we get the first one in so you can actually see how good they are. The belting. It's got a little collar on it so you can pop the collar like Cantona.
It's got like nice like detailing on the shirt. And
it's belting. It's
not just like
class.
When you get like a kid's like under 12 shirt and it's just as thin as possible and you can see your nipples through
Yeah,
it.
No. They're fucking class. So if you fancy one of them, the pre-order is in the description. The link for that. If you want to go and get in the mixer. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe. News is back in the morning.
Oh,
and then all sorts of other shit as well. Yeah, laters.